the Hesper,
the different categories. And this is not Simon Shin and Berry, after Simon Aleph. He is Simon and Zion, and Simon and Chet, or Shul, Shin, Ayin, or Shin, Shin Sam Chet, they call it other.
Gura,
and then Shin Sam Chet, Shin Ayin, Aura, hey, they call it a Sum of Tone. There are three more categories,
only the Hesper, and then Gura,
and then Sum of Tone.
And then Shin and Bay, and it's not a disaster, it's not a disaster. You're missing one of your rulings, so it's at the very beginning of the Masechet, I'm Shabbat. Actually, give them a vague already. The bright, which says, and quoted Shulchan Aruch, and we can bring the Xerox, the talent of Xerox, the Rosh, which is one of the they got moved in, should be dark, wild stuff. Right? We know that an owner is also the top. We just learned this in the previous sentence, right? Sin and Shin, man, Allah. The Hilchot Anina, so we call Nisha Mesa Mutal of Mana. And there we read it explicitly the prohibition of Tashkar's for an owner. Yet, over here, not only is there no prohibition to the Tashkar, we call it a Chiyum Tashkar. He says the Tashkar must take place, and by it taking place, we're able to do something radical. Which is what? Name the Shahala of a Chuppah through the Chuppah with the Tashkar, we do it together. Chagra is then to Rega, so the Tamez of Chuppah is via Smith to make them to a Rega. And by Rega, we know the rule is, the Norvel. So if the Noeg Shiva Timea Mishnah, the Hakach Noeg Shiva Timea Mishnah. Unbelievable. We push off the Halacha of Shiva. By the way, this is the question again that we spoke about last week a little bit. Is there a Avedus in Yom Mishnah in HaTorah? If there's a Avedus in Mishnah in HaTorah, how do you handle this situation? How do you do all this before the Avedus Yom Mishnah? It's a long question, but we're not going to go into it now. Very long. Something that's Simchat Chosin in HaTorah as well. That may be in the Rosh. The also the Tashkish on me. More than the Tashkish. What else? Who Yashen Ben Ha Anoshin, the He Yashen Ben Ha Anoshin. Think about it. That you have to have a special Shmira. And the Rabbi says, Dapka, Anoshin Yashen Ben Ha Chosin, Anoshin Ben Ha Kala, the Dapka Belaila. So the Rabbi has that it's more common, more Kala than the regular Yashen. You actually have to have Shmira for both, and the both be Yashen. The Kula is only part by night. That's the question of Yishen, as opposed to the general Yishen Yichud, which is part 24 hours a day, which does not require Shomim on both sides of the fence. That's what it says. The cheapest horizon. And there's a discussion over here about the other Harkonka, which are normally applied to Yishen Nida, where they apply this kind of a circle thing as well. Yes or no? That's the opening of the two of the Shulchan Aruch of Siman Shin Mem Bet, based upon the on the Gemara of Sefer Sukkot at the very beginning. Fine. What happened in the case where this special dispensation is not applied? We can sell the item that the caterer prepared, or a different relative dies, not of Shachos and Imashal Kala. No special dispensation. Although he feels it's not so available, only other Shachos and Imashal Kala play a special role, then they tell you to push off the other, otherwise not. Now, what happens in that kind of a situation? The Bahag and the rich gay is dead, what do you do? It's a different relative dog. What do you do? Machnes ha-meis v'cheder, v'chos v'kal l'chupa, u'boel v'ilach mitzvah u'porish, v'noeg shivet t'mei ha-meilu, v'chakam shivet t'mei ha-mishn. So this is the rich gay. Everything's identical to the famous case of the Gemara. One difference, the days of ha-meilu and the days of Mishnah are flipped. The special dispensation, both the Shivas and Mea Velas does not apply in this case, and therefore the Shivas and Mea Velas come before the Shivas and Mea Ha Mishteh. But the Bias Mitzvah is permissible and the Chuppah in any event. That's the Surah. Why should that be? Why should we allow it? We'll see, I hope, in a minute to get the rush. Why should we allow it? Ella, what does the Rosh say? Kol ver meso miyad. Zohar shivet me avelus. Zohar kufoso. Achi yavu kol shloshim yom. That's a special case we'll see later. So that's where we... This is the opinion of the... of the Rosh. This is not the... Oh, thank you so much. The work that she didn't work over there.
Yes.
That's pretty slow. That's Very good. Everybody take one of these, please. That's why you have something in front of you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now that we have this in front of us, we'll make it easier to follow us by. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You have page Kuf Tet Vav in front of you, which starts with the word Alma de Simchas Libo V'Yorishon Yeshul Snachman HaTorah. What came before was a very famous Russian Chazak, Shir HaShirim, Yom Chatzunoto V'Yom Simchas Libo. And others say the all 7 days of the Zaraisa, based upon the dinner, you don't see the Gitzarat, except for 7 days. Fine. Incidentally, that's how the line, how the Rosh Chazak begins, page Kuf Tet Vav. Here we go. The very end of Siman Vav, toward the very bottom of the first column in the Rosh, with Shema Ritz Gay is out. Don't you see the place? I want you to see it because we read it in the Surah, but it's good to see inside. With Shema Ritz Gay is out, the Bashar Krovin, Machnit Nefameh Zachadah, that the Kalal of Chuppah, who bore with us mitzvah for it, but no, I'm Shibbet Meir Melech, I forgot Shibbet Meir Mishnah. The low Mitzvah cloud doesn't make any sense to the Rosh. Why? The low Mitzvah cloud, says the Rosh. The Mato Elis Yesh, the Mehiras HaChuppah, the Yavadu HaMeis, the Yatsiku Ba'Velus, Ben Chuppah Ben Shivet Zemei HaMishneh. Lo Yitiru Chuppah Via La'onein, Ela Ba'Avar Shol Chosin Ve'Ima Shol Kala. The Gamikam Seyda, all the Yitiru Chuppah Via La'onein, Ula Hakti Zemei HaMishneh La'Avelus. Ava Shemakim HaVelus La'Mishneh. Gam Yachar HaChuppah, Shibu Kol Shloshim Yom, Vesul Amin, you finished. He doesn't understand how can the rich gay is so difficult. How do you explain the rich gay? How do you explain it? So perhaps we can explain the rich gay. based on the Mefurash Gemara. At the Gemara, in Subas Abdallah of the base, it's found over here a little bit in the Rush as well, I believe. Why, it doesn't make any sense. Why should we have this special dispensation in the case of Mefi Shakrovim, when in any event we're going to have the Shiva Tumei Avelis before the Shiva Tumei HaMishnah? It says in the Sefer Tzumot and Avdali that it's an Easter of Yichud. We said before, Yashin Ben HaNashim, V'yashin Ben HaNashim. Why? Why do they make such a prohibition? What's the point of such a prohibition? Normally, no such prohibition exists. They usually stop. The Gemara has the following expression. The reason why we made a special kula, a prohibited yichud, is that we made a special kula. We made a special kula, we have to have a corresponding special kula. The Alma, normally if a man or a woman is in Avelus, no Easter of Yichud, remember her name? No Easter of Yichud. This is Dalai the Bezos of Sefer Tzumot. But Avelus the Hapa, Kevin da Kivu Rabbanon, up to this Zulzul Ebe. Is the Rush quote this anywhere? Is it on the stage in front of you? Well, it should be somewhere. So, wait a minute. Should be here somewhere. Where's that? Test, Kevin. Test is a long one. The high Avelus, Kilo Lei, Tishe Kelim of Hakamim, Shinoa Gimei Mishneh, Vachakach Noa Gimei Avelus. In a special dispensation, this Avelus super bonus. The Gemara says, Avelusa, the Hoffa Kevin, the Kilo Rabbanon, also is a Zule. That's the Gemara Tafa Tzumit, the Avdalan of Avelus, quoted partially in the Rush. But the Gemara elaborates a little bit more. I don't believe this elaboration is in the Rush, but we can find it somewhere. I'll read it to you. My kula, the name of the Katani balls in the Mitzvah Torah, the fact that not to the Bia, no. Also, Mitzvah to love Chala, love Avelusa. It's not a kula in the Avelus, because it doesn't have to start yet. So, Tessa Peso, we saw some Agola, we saw some already last week. So, what is the special kula? Ella, that's the Gemara. Katani Noah Shiva Tumei Amishta, Tachakach Noah Shiva Tumei Avet. What is the Kula? The Kula is no, what? As we said before, the Mishnah comes before the Avet. Right? The simple reading of this Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the fact that an Onen is Mutz of the Tashmish is not a separate dispensation. Because the Gemara said over here, right? What's the Kula? If the school is Boel did have Mr. Forest, that's not a school in Avel. How's the mission to love Kaal of Avel Usa? Yes, sir. Ramban, the Torah to others says, it's not a school in Avel, it's a school in Anita. But certainly there's no question in the world, right, about emphatically, there's no doubt in anyone's mind that Tashmish is other for an owner. This is the moment that was meant. Gemara only means it's not a kula in Avelus. The Avelus is not in any way diminished. But there is a kula in what we call Anima. So I said, I'm back. I'm refuting the risk case. But nonetheless, the most simple shot in the Gemara, well, not except that I hope anybody, but the simple reason the Gemara is that there's no dispensation with respect to the Tashmish, and the simplest reading would be that there's no Isurim before the Kula. But the Rambam says there's no Yisurim before the Kura. Person says Yisurim Avelus on the part before the Kura. The Rambam responds by saying, even if that's true, Rambam is on a different view, he's left, even if there's no Yisurim is touched before the Kura, it's outrageous. the kavakala from Balsa V'yayin. Balsa V'yayin are going to have the guy distracted. How much more Tashmis? So it's outrageous. He really uses a polemical or a diatribe to attack anyone with a dream that Tashmis Mutter called him Akvur. Yeah, but the Rishke said it was. And the base of the case is Gabal Bakur is left out on the base. One second, let me finish my thought and I'll ask the question. The mailer about that. The Rishkeas Lishitato, the Rishkeas Lishitato is Gavaldic. We just saw the Rosh Ephikash and Simon Vaugh. Then, the Macho Elis Yesh, the Hiris Abufa, the Abadu Amesh, Yapsika Babelus, the Kupa Shriz and Mishta, what right do you have to allow the Kupa and Bia? The answer is, you don't look for a right. The Russians are doing that. The other reason is an a priori assumption that it is the Tashmish before the Gvura. And then there's a very good question that the Russians have to answer. What's the point of being massive in the Tashmish if you're not going to have the Shemesh members to come first anyway? Pointless. So the Russians respond, you're right. It's pointless. But I don't need a point. I don't need any special headset to be a master of Tashmish before the Kvur. I don't talk with them. I just simply read it among Subudat Dalim and Bay. So there is gas that she tells, so we can answer the question that the Rush asked against him. Get up.
Well, Malish Lodos has a very unholy source.
Love him. Love him. Love on Avinu. You bring me a right one. Okay. You're raising a very good point, don't I? I'll try to bring it up later. Excellent. True. Very much said. The opposite is true, but still a point which is well taken. Yes. You're correct. It'll be in the mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah this time. At this time, it's just postponed. We're doing it right now. Do it next week. Do it next month.
No, maybe it's the eye.
Could be. I'd like to read you from the original source, which is the Ramban, Torah for Adam, page Ayin Gimel. Not clearly that there's an Easter of Bia before the Kvurim. Isaac Amar and Ksubit, Postak Amar and Abdallah on the base. It explains what? What's the Kula? There's no Kula. I'm a Misha Mesa with the Lefana. I feel the Bechol, with the Tatsa Shamita. That's what I'm going to get to this Gemara. Right? Not a Kula. The fact that they're not the Tatsa. The Ramban refutes the proof, as I mentioned to you before, by saying no. It really is a cooler. He's saying, they'll make it by Avelus, a cooler in Avelus, but the fact that they'll make it with Tashmish is not a cooler. Why? Because Aval Mishachala Olav Avelus Malakiluba. In other words, although normally, Osral of the Shamish Kedeshim Matakeh, Aliske Kurato, can he do? Aval mishachal la averus lo akiluba, umishem kibusa the kame simas golel lo asil zilzule averus ikashiva. Because in the averus in simas golel vele chamuramein, the meishem mishemet with lefan of the chol dinam, umikilto the chavit lo gami inchi. Avitzak ben Gayis says no, based on the gemara ksubis, tabdalah of the days, divish gogein, impossible to get. Somebody even asked about Shabbos. Impossible. The post of the Aina through Kavachom of the Tashra Mitha, the Kalash of the Kalan and also came, etc. This is the Rabban and Ayin Gimel Ayin Dala, which is the basis for this discussion. So once the Lewis Gans of Shitaka, the Russians contradict. What happens in the following situation? Now that the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Shulchan Aruch, put the Zirak aside for a minute, you have a Shulchan Aruch, please open the rest there. What happens in the following case? Another relative died after the chuppah, before the bia. It's a new case. we had a case the person died just before the chuppah, and we postponed the book, we postponed the chuppah, and we go quickly. So the quick rush job, that the chuppah and the beer right away, so we could postpone these shivas and emish. What happens if somebody dies, different relative, not the other shabbat, the initial kala, after the chuppah already took place? It doesn't say the gemara, it doesn't say a word, there's no gemara about it. There's no gemara. But the Nekuda Sarkasim talks about it here in first page of Simon Shinman Bay. In the left hand margin is the Nekuda Sarkasim. It's another shock. That's a tenth narrow line. Vim Korat Kvar below Ball at the Angel Base. The Osio Machan is doing. Right? Yes, they finished the chuppah. Made definitely Krovi Akhotan. Low of it. Yes, the Farshim Shekosu Shinoa Gimea Mishta. Bakakak Zain Gimea Velu. Kimo Shemes Lomes Beregel. Right? Beregel, you know, there's no Avelu. For follow love you may have Mishnah. Like I said, it's already considered the name of the rego, the personal rego, and it's not considered a rego. There's no din of Avil. Amrina, the boel be that mitzvahule. The nearer the local of Amsimcha, Hashimo. Otherwise, why would matter is gross? I call it gross, he's being bold, he's like, Mr. Wally, he's pulling on Edith. Why? Just tell them the chuppah, and let the chuppah itself have the ability, the power, to forestall the avail. So the fact that the Gemara demands that not only be a chuppah, it also be a beer, that should indicate to us that the chuppah itself is not powerful enough to forestall the avail. That's the kasha. It's not. Shani also, the chala avail is kodem and isuin. Father died before the Nisuin. Rashi called Mukhan. Below Alima, I simcha lechaimo zayin in a mishteh ashiyivo. It's a combination of chuppah and bia to forestall an avelos already with set into motion by the previous death. Well, the sikhah is called Kodoshi Yechulu la zayin in a mishteh. Abel Kachi, Kfar Noso, he already got married, he already was a chuppah. Kfar Chala simcha Allah below Be'ilah. Because ain't boel at sheyavol of zayin yemei amishta, v'zayin yemei avil. Can cause of a regeis, very severe regeis. You still regeis not to be with some of them. I think regeis as far as the order is concerned. The Rav Rav David Cohen the Shuvah, the Radah, Shuvah the Radah. Everybody with me so far? This is what he said. Avol a rosh zal tosa. This rush may be on our page, I'm not sure, but you have to look and see if you can find it. Avala Rosh Tafasa, Vahora Bazalokala Maisa, Sheyinog Avelus Tilo, the Lokala Olaf Simcha at Sheyivo, the Akash and the Ovim shall make, Ovim shall cross the price, you know. Ella Shah Krovin, Atka Mashon of any room. Wow. What am I doing? Let's review. What are they fighting about? Somebody died after the chuppah, before the bia, and the question is shakrom, what do you do? So some say the chuppah alone is enough to be considered a rego, and you have the shivat yemei mishnah, followed by the shivat yemei avelus. Or the bias is going to leave. Right? You would ever let me? It's certain you may have missed it, you may have bailed it, the bias 2 weeks later. That's the first view. What they're about now. Another call. This is saying a fundamental difference between whether the patira came before the chuppah or the patira came after the chuppah. The patira came before the chuppah, what do you need to knock out? You need a real jolt to knock out the abyss. What does that jolt consist of? The chuppah and bia. But if there really was a chuppah, the chuppah alone suffices to forestall the Shiva to Me'avela. The Chumash preceded before the Petira. And therefore what happens? You have no need for any Bia now. You have a Shiva to Me'avela, and the Shiva to Me'avela. And the Bia takes place 2 weeks later. That's the Radach. And was it Rosh Day? No. The Rosh said, you have a veil of Tchila, but the Simcha does not happen until after the Bia. And not the father of the father, but the mother cow, there's no heifer for the Bia. No heifer for the Bia. So therefore what happens? We know what happens. We already saw before the Rosh what happened. What happened? The Shiva to Me'avela come when? Come when? Before the Shiva to Me'avela. At the stock of the Rosh. Shiva to Me'avela. And then Shiva to Me'avela. So good news and bad news. The bad news is all the food that's thrown out. The good news is the beer is a week early, I guess. That's the question. I measured it. So that's the good news and bad news. That's the halacha, my blood is in the Radach and the Rosh. Yes, sir. I believe that the answer to that question is yes. But I'll just go to the system.
No, here, 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 you give
the chassid a choice. You can either follow the Radach or follow the Rosh. Maybe. That's an interesting creative thing. I'm not sure, I'll think about that. Yes. You after the beer during the Shiva to
that.
See, again, I don't use the word risque. I think the risque is not quite accurate because he's not there. Oh, and much more serious circumstance. Use the word radak. Why did radak ask him to be in the first week? After all, it's the Shiva Tumei Ha-Mishtef. I need the answer to it, I believe. And we'll get to it later. It's like a rego. Exactly the same as a rego. A rego forestalled Avelis. What kind of Avelis is a rego forestalled? Exactly. Avelis is ahead. But Avelis is in the knowing. The Shiva Tumei Mishtef is like a yontif, but Avelis is in the knowing. You can never be up 2 weeks. That's what I understood the Radach as saying. Fine. Now, the Aura, the Radach Shita requires explanation. When does Avelis begin? We're assuming for the moment. Right. Of the Kvur. So now, why should it make a difference, gentlemen? It's a slur now. That's the question. It's going to be slur. Why should it make a difference whether the Petira came before the Chuppah or the Chuppah came before the Petira? The Petira is not the benchmark. The reason is not when things begin. Things begin when? You sure begin when, really? By the Kvura. So whether you have Misa Chuppah Kvura or Chuppah Misa Kvura shouldn't really matter. Because the Kvura is what starts everything into motion, all the Yisur. So as far as whether the whether the Shiva Tumei Amishta can foretell the Shiva Tumei Avela, why we draw such a stark contrast to the case of Kupa followed by Misa, in which case we say that there's no need for a Bia to foretell, and Misa followed by Kupa, we do require a Bia to foretell the Shiva Tumei Avela. That's my question to explore. Yes. Correct. The cause of the Rosh makes absolutely no sense. That's exactly why the Rosh argued with the Radach. The Rosh that she told us, we saw last week. Aninus lechud v'avelus lechud. Ha'osu b'zeh, mutter b'zeh. Ha'osu b'zeh, mutter b'zeh. So this makes absolutely no sense. So the Rosh could not possibly accept the distinction which the Radach draws. But the Radach must be of the view found in the Rosh Hashivas and Subas, they go to town in these Subas, and they have first few classes, and the Rosh Hashivas are all very active. So the Sipri Rosh Hashivas of our time, of our century, they have the rage, they call it. Although the Avelis proper is not called until the Kura, but the Etem, as they put it, Etem essentially, conceptually, is already the beginning, in the moment of the meat. So if the death came before the chuppah, there are certain beginnings of Avelus, and that in order to knock out those beginnings, they should be able to blast them into complete Avelus. You require a combination of Kufa and beer, otherwise not. But I think Atani is correct when he says that this makes sense according to Shitas HaRamban, that there's certain Avelus before the Kufa. And even according to the Rambam, it might also be possible to put the link Bachalti Chazas Hayom, Hayitah Bene Hashem, we derive from Manina, so we derive from Tumah, a whole process that we discussed around Hashita, our own versions of it. This is when the Tameleid, Abel Lo Yitama, is a hemshich, a logical connection, a flow between the pre-Kvura and the post-Kvura. So once the Nisa came and the pre-Kvura aspect stage already began, we require a bigger jolt, a greater force, and for soul, be completed into a total Lushan. A total into a total Avel. You need the Chuppah and the Bia together. As opposed to a case where the Chuppah precedes the Misa, the Chuppah alone became first before the beginning of the beginning of the Avel process, the Chuppah alone suffices. But the Rosh Hashanah can't accept it. Tani is correct. Even after the Rosh Hashanah gets finished talking, Tani is still correct. You need the Rosh Hashanah now. I don't know. They say they're talking in the Shibish rain. Because I think that your point is well taken, and with or without the rain, that's the bit of the end of the Rosh Hashanah. And the Radak was only going with the opinion of the Ramban and that whole sheet of Rishon. Yes?
The idea of Rishon is that the
I agree with you. But now, hold on. But if you hold up the rush, and even support an Avelus, then it's arguable that the beginning of the Avelus is the food. Now, we don't bury live people, don't misunderstand. We don't bury people alive. Obviously, the burial is not going to take place for some of the live people. But I see how lucky. It is the Kvura itself which triggers the whole Avelus process. So if it came before, the different category called Misha Mesa Mitzvah Fadam has nothing to do with Avelus or Raya. Osu Bezeh. Now, Rabbi, we're back to the Gemara we spoke about earlier. Gemara Abdallah and Bey talks about a particular Kula. What's the Kula? Elie's Kasha from before. The Kula is that you apply, you fulfill the Shivat Yimei HaMishteh before the Shivat Yimei HaVeilus. Elie's Kasha, why is that a Kula? Why is that a Kula? The following Kasha. Why is that a Kula? The father of the Shivat Yimei HaMishteh precedes and before the Shivat Yimei HaVeilus. Avadah, Medina. Why is it Medina? The Shivat and Mishnah Bachal through Kupa and Bia, so now the Iker and Din, the days of Avelus do not apply. So the Akronim, the Rosh Hashim is asking, you're going to become a Rosh Hashim. The Rosh Hashim is asking your Kasha. So what do they answer? No, that's also a Kula. Because since, listen carefully, since the person died before the Kupa, the relative died before the Kupa, although, technically speaking, the particulars of Avelus do not begin to be observed until the Kvura, which is the Ptira, the Misa, took place before the Kupa, so may even when we talk about Iker Adin, we talk about the level of the Iker Adin, it's arguable that we should say, look, the Avelus started first. True, the Kvura came after the Kupa, but you contrived it that way, you arranged it that way. But the beginning of the whole process of Avelus is the Misa, and the Misa came before the Chuppah. The fact that we have this arrangement to buy into a quickie Chuppah and Bia, and thereby forestall the Shivat Yimei Avelus, that itself is a Kula, and it's not an Iker Adin. It's not an Iker Adin. Oh, so the problem is, we're saying that the Rosh doesn't hold from that. It's not the question of the Kabbalah. Eli's question. Eli's question, which he asked 10 minutes ago, the cause of the Rosh is a star kakasha. Because the Rosh, we are saying it of the opinion that Avila's because and Avila's because are still completely unrelated. And then we go back to Eli's kasha. Why is the Gemara said the fact that we have the Kabbalah and then have the fish and then the Avila? It's somehow a cool and a Avila's. Why did it cool and a Avila's? The Negro did. Ain't Avila's Berego. And once you allow the Kupa to be in sex, right? Now the Avila's is purely Berego, which just doesn't apply. That's your cash out. According to Rush, your cash is devolving. According to the Radan, it's no cash. Because he lost the SM, as they say, as a Misa. He's saying, no, Misa is nothing. It's just a Kabura. Then Eli's cash is back. Happy Kushal is over. Yeah. Well, the Rabban said that way. Yes, no, Nina's is an Omer. Could be. You can get Balabas Kateris, Haknish. It's still the Ene Ahola, perception wise, Judas is cool. Good. I like Balabas Kateris. Nina's more of a lumpish stuff. So, open the Zirak seat for the Rosh Simon test. I think something very striking. Very striking lesson here in the Rosh. Explaining to us what the kula is, which triggers the kudra of these yichud. Okay, I believe it's towards the bottom. It's halfway down. A little less halfway down the page. How can I describe it to you? Few steps and tests on the base. Yeah, that parentheses. It's three lines above that. Where it says it's out. The Tirulo Chachamim Lahachnish et Ameis Lecheder Vet Achosim Vet Akala Lechupa Kidei Lintos Avelus Meolos Ameis Lomeis Beregel Eli Yokashim Beregel Shekvachala Olam Beregel Yishen Aima Babayim. What number is dinner for the Avelus Beregel? What would it be as far as Yichud? Matter that. And then later on, he says, he adds a little phrase. Yichud Sam. He wants, Shatam Yishan wanted to say, if Chas Vashem, someone dies in Yantif, the husband in Avelus, he cannot be misjachin with his wife. Why? Makes sense. Because he's in Avelus. Avelus should be sitting in Noe, but they were made, you will not to keep the whole Avelus of Haresia. But Avelus tequila. If Avelus tequila is sitting in the Yichud, did they not? Nothing more than that. There's some other to say. It happened all the time. Statistically, it happened to Crusader. Some passed away on Yosef, the Leviah Halamoy. Now that's after the Yichud for the next 5 days. That's pretty interesting. So the Russian is not true. It's not true. Okay, I mean, let's take a look. Before we start, Yeshli Rosen Luma Mikan. You know, one or two before. The Bisha Mesel Mes Beregel, Kemish Nogi Mea Regel, Skila Zami Zahapa, Vekila Le Yosh, Kila Le, and yet, Uyashi Mea Nash, Shem Mea Nash, Lona Hirli, Lo Zami, the Kila Zahapa, the Kila Beis Vei, Shre Mesel Mes Kona Shechala Shemit Mea Mish, the Vizkila Chom, as I said before. They gave that this special dispensation. Yeah. Now, he has a lesson later on of his Q Chachamim. Where's our lesson? Here we go. Way down towards the bottom of the page, where it says the word dummy in brackets. See it? That's the 8 lines up to the bottom of the Rav Rush. See it? See the word, the low dummy, the word dummy in brackets? Everyone has it? Lodami like you the hop, the hop is Q, Chachamim Zivraim. Look what's happening. Masha Ostru, Onein, Vitash Mishanita. The Tiru lo Simchas Kupa Ubiya, Kide Lithos Avelus Me Olov, Afrakhu. Now the Chaira, this rush is a Plia, Atsuma, Kinegar, and Talmud. So what did the Gemara say about this kula? It's not a kula. What a career, we saw earlier. According to the Rizgeyan, every owner is with the Vitashmish. And the Rambam Shah. No. That it's a kula in Aninus, but it's not a kula in what? In Avelus. How can the Rosh go against the Furush of the Mark of the Popo? It's something to go on a different place. The Rosh is a borah of a Furush against the Gemara on his back. The Furush. The Pella. This is the Havi of the Gemara. True. This Rosh is going to have a Havi. Yeah, no, I read it. I don't think the Rosh quotes him on it. I'd like to show it to you inside. He quotes it? Where is it? It doesn't happen, but at the end he quotes the Avivina. At the bottom line. Let me read you the Gemara starting at one more time. If you don't trust me, I don't blame you. I'm in front of you. I'll read it to you verbatim. Actually, Ace, you have it, so you can look it up. Salam. Avelusa de Alma Chomir. My kula. The name of the Katani ball did a bit of porish. That's the kula. Also, we should look out of Aviluka. That's not the kula. So, what's the kula was later on? That the Mishnah came before the Avil. The Rosh quotes the wrong Sura. He quotes the Havamina. Because they fly. The Rosh quotes the Havamina's Mishnah about the Gemara. For one of two reasons, the risk against the Rambam. After the Rosh makes such a terrible mistake, he gives a real mistake about the Rosh. Look at this chat. Yeah, but excellent. I think I got it exactly right. The Rosh learned the Gemara differently than we learned until this point. The Rosh is taking stop. The Gemara thought that started by saying the kula is the very heter of the via itself before Guru. Just the Gemara, it's not a kula. Why, according to the Rambam, which is the center that almost everyone accepts the risk is, why is that not considered a kula from our perspective? Wow. It's considered a kula in Aninus, and not considered a kula in what? In Avel. Okay, about that? Now, the question is, what we're going to do now. We were left with two kashas against the Rosh. What was the most recent kasha? Is against the Gemara. What was Eli's kasha? What was Eli's kasha? According to the Rosh, Anita's Sukkot and Avedo's Sukkot, so then Meikar Adin, why is it even a kula that it's falling of the Avedo's? I think Kusha Achas is the rest of the Chavis. You know, the Rosh couldn't learn the simple pshat that Dalai the Vade as the kula is that Avelus kasha Mishnah comes before Avelus. You know why? Because of Eli's kasha. I think Iker Adin is going to the Rosh. Then I need to put an Avelus before. Also the Zeh, also the Zeh, also the Zeh, also the Zeh. So therefore, as long as you have the Kukah before, it's going to be before, the fact that it's thrown the Shivas to me, Avelus, that's not even a cool, that's Iker Adin. You have to tackle your question. The Rosh had a new Pshat in the Gemara. It's not Pshat. Exactly, that's exactly what the Rosh says. The Rosh has a Pshat in the Gemara, it's going to be not that the Heter Bia is not what we're talking about. No! Even the Maskara talk about Heter Bia. But it's not the Heter Bia per se, because the Heter Bia per se is a cool enough of Sandinus. That doesn't count. It won't lead to a Zildan event. But rather, what's the Gemara's Maskara? It's the Heter Bia which was instituted by Chazal. Yes! It's the Heter and Aninus. But they instituted this Heter in order to forestall the Avelus. Since they instituted the Heter in order to forestall the Avelus, it's labeled as a kula in Avelus, and it could lead to further zilzul, and that's exactly why they had to prohibit yichud. In a sense, it's your balabala shaka. But it's not as balabala as you made it to be. I made it much more. I love this argument a bit. But because I'm saying it's a verb, it's a kula in Aninus, which forestalls Avelus. That's your point. What you said, you know, who said this Aninus, you can confuse. I'm saying a different verb. It's a kula in Aninus, but the poliose, the result of the kula in Aninus is a what? That it leads to a tosah, to a result, and they forestall the Avelus, and therefore to lead to a zilzul in Avelus. I hope you followed it. The answer to two very big kashas. Eli's kasha, which is a little subtle, and then the Rosh related kasha. The Rosh against the Mefurish of Gemara. So we had both kashas in one of them, one shot. Two birds, one stone. Kush Shabbat was dressed in the Kasha. I was Emmet of Shabbat in the Rosh. container of it. Now we concluded this. That turned further to the rush. That the other two yukim. Yes. Star. I still say it's star. In love, it's absolutely star. That's why he said it's a little bit right when he's portraying it. Is that it is before it's not available, but they're two separate things. But here, how should I say it nicely? By their allowing the dispensation during the stage of Aninus, the Chazal have been enabled, in effect, to postpone the Avel. They've been two separate stages of Avel, time and peace between them. But the bottom line is, it's because of the Kula in Aninus that they're able to postpone the Avel, and then it could cause the Zilz. I'm not quite conceding that point that it's truly about the Batish. But,
I'm saying,
let's leave it at that. Fine. It's very high, but, maybe you can climb over it somehow. Whatever. And I'd like to continue with another hour here at Lush and the Rush. Everybody, please turn to the Rush here. Simon Pen, with a small sadly of the carbon of the sandwich. It's about the sixth line of Simon Tet. Everybody have one? They should have. It's right there. It can't go long. It's coming back up again. Hilka, who could have said they have the rush? Hilka. Kvasin Shemeis Aviv. It's his father. Ocha Moto. And it's his college mother. Those are the two cases where we do have special dispensation. Right? Ima Ocha Shokas and Ima Shokas and Kamoto. There's no beer, no. There's no beer, there's no cooler, there's no murmur. Look at the carbon of sand. We had to have an extra zero. You have to get caught in the carbon of sand. Oh, sad. Stop, Marsha. I think you have it, right? She didn't say that in your face. That question, I mean, the problem is not on the Noe Shiva to me, Mishnah, the Hakath, Yimea, Velus, Afilu, below Boa. That's the impression she's conveyed over here. Okay. Amai, Tony, be bright, so. Boel, the Elas, Mitzvah. We said, how do we say before? You need the beer to put the chuppah together to forestall the avelos once it needs to proceed to the chuppah. Or even if not, go to the rush. See, why? It sounds like it sounds for cats. The shlom, look at the end. The vadai hefa the chal of avelos konam anisuin. The yeshiva shatera. If the avelos start the konam anisuin, Lo alima haisim chaskufa litzkol shimei avelus lino vitzkila shiva shimei amishteh im lo ayale sirup simchas bilis mitzvah. Right? As we saw, we mentioned it earlier. The rabbeinu ayri with the Russian deferred to a case hecha shemei ovim shol chazan achar hakufa achar shabirich barbichas and isuun chafal lo vimei amishteh uvazeh. So the Mishnah comes first. Who Yashin Beno Anoshim Afilu below Boa. So learns the Korban the Son of Shat in the words of the Rosh. Vayinu Davka Omen Shofas No Chamoto Ava B'Shar Krova Heidi Rabbeinu Yeruko B'Shem Rabbeinu Alokha Lamaise Shinole Gavela Tfilo I in Shah. So now the carbon of Tano realizes he's on very, very thin ice over here. He tries to cover himself by saying a distinction between what? Other Shokosta and Nibashakal on one hand and Shakrov on the other hand. It's very, very difficult. Because we said before, those two Krovim are unique. Right, as far as being mapped to the beer is concerned, as far as this is concerned, it shouldn't make any difference. The kids and him, to make it a long story short, the carbon and sandals against everything I've told you for the last hour. call tomato stick. I'm willing to admit that if he's right, I'm completely wrong. He says in the Talmud. He says in the Rosh Hashanah, let's go back to the line of the Rosh. Only one line. Hilkos. Chosin shemeis amim v'chamoto ben goal ben lo goal hu yashin ben anashim v'yashin ben anashim. By goal, we understand. That's the Gemara. Why by lo goal? Why by lo goal? Right? By lo boal, right? By lo boal, what should happen? What should happen? What would we say? What happens? Shivus Merveil is first. Any coolers? Any coolers? No. No coolers, no Yisrael. What's going on over here? That's our kasha. So the carbon is silent in his attempt to explain the rush. Resorted to a shikul tar, which we think is very, very impressive. The Radach shikul tar, what all the Russian Shiva say. And we said earlier that the Rush is diametrically opposed to it, not only based on the cause of the Radach and the Armenian Rukhah, which is clear against it, but also the Tzvaro, who said it can't be. And now all of a sudden, I'm face to face with the Karmen Asano, who's trying to oppose what I consider to be the anti Rush thesis on the Rush. Yes, sir. I should retire from Shiva. I hope she's being said by the Chaverim of it. Baruch Hashem. I think, Ellie, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. Well, let me just explain why I want to talk about the problem. For me, it's somewhat Shvet. Number one, again, everything said until now. That the Russian is not sure of the distinction between starting before the Chupa or after, because the Russian can't hold the distinction. Because I've asked the Chupa and it is the Chupa. Number two, if it's true, there should be no difference between the father and the mother-in-law or anybody else. But the Radak has no difference between anybody else in this particular context. And number three, you can cross them in a paper. When you see in the Rush a distinction that the death came first, it doesn't say it. Not here. I believe that the Korban of Sanon, I may use the word error, but that he was assuming the prohibition here is based upon a cool and different subject. Which is, not an unreasonable assumption, as we've talked about. But Ellie wisely quotes a Gemara, which she knows absolutely, which is also found in the Sugya, which is also found in the Rush. Simchet, on this page, what would you like? Look, Simchet, Zoresh Rav Yosef Berei the Rabba Mishmei the Rabba Lo Shonu Ela Shalo Boal Aval Boal Ishto Yishena Imo Vavai. That's what it's all about. Ubechotan Shepirsa Ishto Nida Mayri. You know this from your Echus Nida. Kupas Nida, we know this. Kupas Nida is an Ishti Yichud. Quote of the same Dachim Gavari. Kupas Nida is an Ishti Yichud. We are Shibay Anashim Shayim. And now you hold the Kupas and Kulas according to the right with the whole business. And that's in its quote over here in the Rosh Simon Chet. Basically, the Gavari has the Kupas Abdallah. Well done. If this is the case, it seems to me, what's the Gemara's reason for this Yisra? The Gemara's reason for the Parish one. If it's low ball, it's Yisra Tofro. And he was afraid Pastor Shalom would be over the Yisra of Nisa. So Ellie's correct. By the same logic of Yisra Tofro, we're afraid will be over the Easter Amelus, and therefore we have to impose an Easter Eichas, not because, as the previous case, because they were Makelin, in the Amelus were failing to dissolve for them. Nothing was Zuzul, get to our air, can't touch it. Nothing was Zuzul. Zuzul is some kind of theological weakness. We're talking about a completely different kind of weakness. A weakness of Yetahara. I'm not making any mistakes that I can't control my Yetahara. Can't find Nisa, we know he knows we did all right. We pray we can't control himself. That's the shot over here. That's completely different shot. The call of the sound is I think the shot is not correct shot in the words of the Rush for many reasons. I think Ellie's shot is correct shot. I think it's posh that way. Now, take a look over here, Rabbi Osai, in the Yoredeya, in a different city. But it's related to this discussion. For those who have the other, please look in Siman Shin Hey Gimel, which is the Siman about Oval Osu B'Tash B'Shamisha. In Siv Hey, says that some of the Avelos should know each other. Says in the Chaber, says Hey, Bamet Vorem Amurim B'Sharabet. 17th, shouldn't take him up his face. I will amaze all of you, so cost of you, so call. So my thesis and the chesed, the cost of Kal of Kupa, fall into the parish, not just the Mishnah, but the veil, not the mark. Also the Shach and him will call you Dalad Yom. Well, it's enough. That's the Mephurisha Gemara. Okay? Fine. Amo. Konas lechukum. Look here. The tchilu yemei ha-mishnah shalom. The achakach meis lo mei. The middle of Shiva Tere Mishnah Nebuch. It was the relative. Mutter lis yachar imo kimo vishar ha-melu. Shabuah. Aval im lo boal. Also lis yachar imo kol yemei ha-evel. Vein bechol mei vishar. Okay. Very nice. Look at the Be'er HaGola, host test of the Lusha Boah. Gam Zeh Shon B'Shem Ovi Parosh. What does that mean? Tell us. The higher test. The first test. Meva de Rav Yosef Tzubis Tavdal Ramanah. That's what we're doing. Let's take a look. Tzubis. What's Rav Yosef? We know Rav Yosef. What's Rav Yosef? We have it on top of here, the Rush Quartz and Simon Kerr. Right? Dar Rav Yosef raised the Mishmeh the Rav, Alosh, 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 talking about Alosh, 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 and the Shulchan Aruch asks by an Ovel Shalom Boaz, no one is needed, what needed that found in it? The answer is that Eli's right. It's deep in the Be'er HaGola, but it's the Be'er HaGola after the Be'er HaGola. No, it's in the Be'er HaGola. Always the Be'er HaGola. Thanks for the Be'er HaGola. You see the floor. You look it up in the Be'er HaGola. Take it, you'll see it. Eli is correct. The Be'er HaGola is it. Wasn't just a computer copy to it. He used his head. In the same way, the actor is the Yichud, in the case of Pirs and Nida, before Bir Rishon, because the Bir is up in the top of the Yisra Tosfa, so too, the actor Yichud in the case that she's not a Nida at all. She's just in the situation of Avelus. You see clearly this equation is being made by the Beit Yosef. That's not part of the Rosh as well. That is struck against the Korban Isra. Oh, there it is. Yes, I want to have one more topic before we stop for today, before we finish the Indian. And then we're going to call this either way today or tomorrow. We'll move a little bit faster. This year, the Kuntay is really not found in this city, Shin Nan Bay, but it has to do with the Sugya, and we haven't seen it another time, so we have no choice but to look for it right now. Take a look at the Rosh about that. In Simon, Vote. Okay, in Simon Vote. Very beginning. They moan him Tashitin in Akala Shloshaviyot. Can we see the place? Tirish Rashi. They moan him Mimena Tashitin Mishima Velus Vitov Shloshaviyot. The closer came Liaka Shloshaviyot. Toshe, the heart is funny, the other Rabbosi, from the Sephus Machut. But Isha Muteret bin Silash Seya, Wucha Chosa, the cold din Shloshin, the Hainus is forest, the Giyus, Eino Noeg Be'eshet Ish, Shalok is Gana Al-Baila. In K, Mai Kamash, and Hofagabi Kala, Sephus Potential to Sephus Kala, why is it special to the potential by a kala? It applies to any married woman. Barrett the Nira. A hospital air. Ella knows about being option. The Aki Perusha. And notice Akshina Lakala. Sheira La Avel. What is it? What is it? What level of Avel? So? Shiva. Betol Shloshi Mechu Positive. What's tricky? What's confusing here? That the word Shloshi can mean one of two Shloshi. Three Shloshi you may. Okay, this is you all familiar with. That's the Shloshi, the Shloshi, the Shloshi. But you may not be so familiar. This Shloshi applies to a Kala. How do you know? Where do you find that? The Kifra. Melech Makala Yifus for the name of the 30 days. Right? The Mikra Adin, which we don't do. Okay, there, but there is Indian of a Kala Shloshi Miyala. Okay, let's look again back to the Rush. Even in the Shiva, we give a dispensation to a Kala for the 30 days of a Chuk. Even it's kashet and kikala, I feel that it's off shivas to me evla, so this God our vayla. Because shloshim shal kupasas mansim tam kasam vikali, utzvicha shlo tenabal atma, ulo chayla ale amelu klal agame hanem mili. Acha shato, I shivas to me avelu, mashtam ale madlam ajom. That's a different topic, leave it, that's a spot. Ale agame hanem mili. Stop. He's open the Shulchan Aruch. The Siman Shin Pei Aleph. Did go. Isha lo titko v'lo tefar kes yimei hevla shekol ein lo asurin tirichita. Now what does hevla mean? Pashin. What does the word hevla usually mean? Shiva. The Eish is Ish. Eina asura. Ela tov shiva. What does that imply about that? Not an exodus for what? Beyond shiva. What's beyond shiva? What's wrong with these other things? Rechita. Rechita is the rechita that is the meager within the cause of shiva. Not the chakra is different but there's the shiva. What's wrong again? Go on. Avalacha shiva muteret batol today shalom tizgana al bayla sama eshetish after 7 days permitted to do these things. Kala, Shahira, Abel, means Shiva even. Tov, Shlosh, Shiv, Yom, Lukhupasa, Muteret, Kashet, Akhila, Tov, Shiva. That is the Rush. The second part, we understand very well the Rush. And the first part of the Shulchan Aruch, we're not quite sure what is going on. Take a look at the Shach, if you can. This cousin valid. Shekol, Elu, Asur, and Tirachita. The cup. Liul the Indian Zechoma Merechitza. Sha'azur Acha Shiva im lo beishadish. Urechitza Sharadina Liacha Shiva to Liel Sipala. So it's very strange. Why? What's Kichel and Tikkun? What does that word mean? Makeup. Blush, makeup, blue, pink, fair face. So this kind of makeup, it's easily understandable. And makeup is like rechitza. We understand. Rechitza is clean, your face, soap, and you put on cream. Okay, I understand. But why should it be up to more than 7 days? The shakta is up to beyond 7 days. We don't quite understand. Why should it be? And the lashon of rechitza has to be left out, because rechitza is mutter after shiva, and this is not. Strange. Now I want to elaborate with by asking the following question. Yes, you. You're still a bucker. You will learn that for some people, the makeup is just as necessary as anything else. But you'll learn. I don't want to explain to you now. You'll learn. Okay. I saw Akasha in a Tzitz Eliezer. Now, Baldenberg Shalitza from Yerushalayim, the Tzitz Eliezer, in the tale of Yudal of Simon Ayan Gimel, it's called Akasha. How come it's not found anywhere that a woman who's a shiva may not wear jewelry? Where's the book for this? Right here. This is all. This is all. This is all. This is all. And Modin Tashkitim in Akala. A kala may wear jewelry. What's up? She's from jewelry, yeah? A kala may wear jewelry. This implies clearly that any other woman who's not a kala may not wear jewelry. Take off her necklace, take off her bracelet, take off her ring. You ever see it in your life?
Hold on.
Says, this is what the people here. He says, Enachinami. Which I don't know. Have you ever visited the base level? I guess you always go to the men's section. But I've snuck into the ladies' section in the base level, and even some mixed sections where I come from. And very often I see the woman is wearing, you know, wearing rings, and wearing bracelets, and wearing. That's exactly what the situation happens. No, it doesn't taste like carrots. No, it's a deer if I care. How do you know? Shulchan Aruch quoted that a kala is muteret tov shiva. Muteret is kasha. So it's implicit that every other woman may not wear jewelry tov shiva. I ask the kasha. A, the kasha is the mechavish. B, it's not on the list. And that's from Aleph, from an Aleph on the list, and it's quoted Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tei at the very beginning. Sim Aleph. Elu Barim Shalom also bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. 10 is through. 10 offices of Shiva. It's not one of them. Not one of them. How are you talking? Yes, sir. Unbelievable. I'll tell you, I believe that the Talmid had it right when they made reference to a Rashi. It's not as simple as you made it sound. Let's look at it. Oh, you don't have a good one. I'll read you the Rashi. Can I read it to the Eitan of the Rashi? The Rashi? Where the Easter of Tashidim is found. And known as Tashidim in Akala. It's the Gemara found in two places in the shop. It goes to both. It's the Ksubas of Dalar and Amanala. It's both on the side of Yuma, Ayan Kesh, Amidbay. Rashi Gibber Amatil. I'm Rashi and Subhan. Rashi and Subhan. A moaning Tashidim Kol Shloshim Yom. Now what does Shloshim mean? Shloshim of what? Shloshim of what? Of Kupa the Avedas of Shivim. That's how Rashi says. Kol Shloshim Yom. The Ad Balpi Sheyimei Avelos the Shabbat and the other. The Kosh can be Shloshim Veilos. Woo! 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 He understood Shloshim means what? Shloshim Yimei Avelos. Wait a second. Shloshim Yimei Avelos. And he's talking about an Easter after Shloshim. The Kosh can be Shloshim Veilos. We don't. And more about Shloshim and Akala. What? It's an Easter of Tashisim. Shloshim and Tashi was beyond Shloshim? What are we talking about? What's happening? More than that. The Gemara Masechet Yuma. Let me Gemara, you run quickly and so give me a full size Gemara Yuma. Do you have one over here? You don't have one? I don't know. You don't mind, just want to make a medicine. I'll make a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yuma too. Did you break this? Hold on. The Gemara and Yuma, I told you, see at the start, in Subhas Avdal, Yuma and Ches in the Beis. The Gemara and Yuma and Ches in the Beis derive the shear of Shloshim Yom for a pizza sakala, you can wash a face from this brisa. And Monin Tashitim and Akala called Shloshim Yom. That was foolish. That the word Shloshim means what? 30 days of a Kala, and not 30 days of Avel. Whose Kash is this? The Mavan Avraham. Who quotes the Mavan Avraham? Thank you very much. Who quotes the Mavan Avraham? Rabbi Kiva Hagin on the side of the Gemara. Zillion Hashan Dalit. I am Mavan Avraham, Taryak, Sif, Kut, Yud, Dave. They have this Kash. Yes. How we get to that is a Mordechai, which I want to read to you, which is, we have a Mordechai, I know there are quite a few Mordechai floating around, so you can pass them out, you have the 200 well, it doesn't have, there's at least four or five in the room, you get a full Gemara Mar Tzachin, you can turn to the back and see the Mordechai, Shimon Tzach, Tzach, Kuf, Tzach, Dal. That's on page, all the way to the back, actually, on the last page. Page, Tzach, Gimel, and Alice, and it's printed. Mar Tzach. And the Machat Hashem on the bottom of that Mordechai Abram quotes this Mordechai. And I'd like to read you a Greek excerpt. How about the Tashit didn't hit the key to everything. This is maybe what you meant. The Tashit in Mashma Afilu Havorat Seor. The word tachshit doesn't mean rings, it doesn't mean bracelets, it doesn't mean necklaces. It means havorat seir, removal of hair. Do not be tachshit to the transfer of kama de moed kot, in our mitzvah. But also, he should be tachshitel of the moed. What tachshitel? Gozelet, poskeset, notelet, star of a tipar neho. Wow. A whole new pshat. The Tomar. Who are meeting the Terek Batsu the Yuma, Amela Bakala Yirka to Penayim, the Forest was in Kala Remas, Kidisnan, and Nolan Tashitim in Akala Toshloshim Yom, Alma Dashloshim Yom Sharia, Ketula Mikrikala, Raking Shakala Noshim. Do you see that what? Shloshim is a Shloshim of Akala, not a Shloshim of what? Of Avelis. Yeshlomar, quote, Tahani Mili Legabe Yom Kippur, Ava Legabe Avelis, listen carefully, please. Even the chariot of Shloshim, Shendigo Yemeavelis, close came the Acha Shloshim, Cain is the first of Peter Josh. What he's saying over here is amazing. But it's all about Eastern Tila Seir. And the Tila Seir, which we'll get to down the road, is Usher Shloshim Yom, and perhaps even what? Nope. Beyond Shloshim, also, other than Eno. It's more to be Usher for as many as 12 months. We'll get to the question a little bit. A little bit later on. Therefore, we're talking about Easter of Tisporet. Tashit the name Tisporet. That's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says they moan Tashit and Akala, it's referring to the Easter of Tisporet. Nothing to do with rings and bracelets and necklaces. No, the Chisser. No, the Chisser. The kids that we have to learn the word Tashit to me will be always called Tashit. Colloquially. Tashit means rings and rings and necklaces. How come the Machal didn't call it the Jewish anyway? The answer is, there is no such thing. It's mutter for any woman to wear any ring and any bracelets and any necklace during the week of Shiva. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. I ain't known it's Tashit. No, it's Tashit, which we saw that the Mishnah earlier in my cousin. Tashit means the Tilat Seol. That's what it means. That's what it means. And this is the master for Nation Fish after Shiva within Shloshim. And after the base goes to his master against the Shah. Against the Shah. Easter of Kichul of makeup only applies the first week to the children of Rechita. It's only this kind of Tashitim, which is in Silas Haseir, which normally applies for 30 days and potentially even beyond, and a special dispensation. They're matzah for Nation Dish after Shiva. They're matzah for Kala during Shiva. Aye. The Rosh has the Kasha. Back to our Rosh. Has the Kasha. What you have in front of you? The Rosh has the Kasha from the Abel Rabbah. See? Let's take one more look in the Rosh so we can end with this. He has the Kasha. No, where is it? I lost it. Every Asian fish is supposed to be the Tila Seah. What's the finish of a Kala? Standing Ramban. The fascinating Ramban. Look it up on page Kuf Sadi Mo in this edition. Kuf Sadi Mo. The Ramban says as follows that the the Eva Rabasi, he says that any Asian dish is butter, is only talking about what he calls Poneho Shel Mata, very sensitive area. And therefore, they give a kula to any Asian dish. Any Asian dish. With its shlosh. Here, we're discussing Netilat Seir HaGuf Vahmonit, which, according to the Ramban, that'll be a page Guf Tadivav, is also for shlosh of Yom, and it's only mutter for a talent. The different levels of kula were applied to different seirs, different parts of the body. And therefore, it seems to me that even the Rosh, who argues that Rosh is Pshat, understand that the word Tashita means Netila Taseo. There's absolutely no prohibition whatsoever of wearing jewelry during the marriage. That's the bottom line cool, which you come out to saying at the end, again, to Tashita. And if I'm not mistaken, it's Kuk Kazim Ayama Devar. If I'm not mistaken, women, even in Avelis, do wear some jewelry. She called it a Tashita that eats the government. And according to what we said, it's Kadat Tashita. So we'll stop here. Mitzvah tomorrow, I'm telling you in advance, is going very quickly. So we'll start Shin and Gimel, but I want to really move, because if we don't pick up the pace now, we're not going to be able to finish in the point of time. Let's set up a minute for our other opinion. Sorry. Back to 9 o'clock tomorrow. Officially. Sorry? Tomorrow, Victoria again? Or today? Oh, shit, golly, no,